You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Shopping for a great gift for the guys in your life is hard. Mack Weldon has you covered. From their perfect-fitting underwear and socks with real silver woven into the fabric to keep him cool and fresh all day, to their amazing Ace sweatpants that look so good he can wear them to the office, a gift from Mack Weldon will have him looking and feeling his best. This year, gift-giving for the guys in your life just got solved. Get 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED. That's 20% off at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED.
The most interesting thing in tech is a story about Amazon and doctors. News has just broken that Amazon has a new product. It will record and transcribe a conversation that a patient has with the doctor and then insert it right into the medical record. So I can imagine two different responses to this news. The first is, right? It's the most private conversations we have. And suddenly, it's going to be recorded and transcribed. It sounds incredibly creepy. But on the other hand, those conversations are already transcribed. They're just transcribed inaccurately and with missing information and by hand by the doctor. So I can also see the argument that really, this is just taking what we do right now and improving it. And in fact, making your healthcare much better. Doctor, if they have a perfect transcription of the conversation they had with you, we'll be able to better go back. Oh, I remember that about the symptoms. Oh, I remember that. And it will help with the diagnosis. I do think there is one legitimate concern, though, one new thing. In order to record and transcribe a conversation, you have to pass the information through multiple systems. And one thing we know about data protection is that the more systems the information gets passed through, through whatever software is transcribing, whatever software is entering it into the file, creates risks that somebody might see the transcription of that conversation or might listen to it either by accident or on their own volition. So it's probably good technology. It will probably help you and your medical care. It may unnerve you a little bit, but it's not that different from what we do already. I'm for it, as long as we deal properly with the encryption, privacy, and the safety precautions. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.